Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Did you win? Did you win?
Win what?
Academy Award.
You never won an Oscar.
Oscar who?
You never won an Oscar?
No!
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 You know, if this was on TV, you'd win an Academy Award.
You deserve an award.
For what?
Acting like a fool.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to thank the Academy.
And I'd like to thank your favorite radio station.
Life is camera. Action.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. Kicking off a brand new work week with some Wham. We're going to be handing out the Walking Around money.
Yay!
Starting at 8 o'clock all day long, every hour. So be listening for details on that.
We have all sorts of good stuff this week. Valentine's Day is on Friday this year. Ooh.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah,
Are you ready for it? Did you get your card, by the way?
I'm ready for it. Did I get my card?
Yes, your Valentine's Day card.
Yes,
for your...
for my sweetheart?
Yes.
I got like the box of 50, the Smurf ones that I can just give out. That's all I got, Mike. The Smurfy peanuts ones, that's what I got.
I'm surprised. You seem like a person that would have cards that are embossed with your name.
I don't have those, but I am a card person. You know, I love buying cards. And I do have the card already. Mm-hmm. I do,
Well, just prepare because the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yes, it is.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is.
And by the way, I was made aware that Jody didn't know that we got each other gift cards.
It's a great gift, Jody.
I thought it was, too.
Well, it's a good thing she listens to us.
Yes.
Jeez.
And now I know. Yes. Don't get her a gift card. Sunshine today going to be a little breezy. Boy, it was nice Saturday.
I know.
Went out to Lake Las Vegas to go see Wendy Broadcasting Live. It was beautiful out there. And then yesterday, Mother Nature, I guess, woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Took a dump.
High in the low to mid-60s, both today and tomorrow. 47 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Listen, we got to do it. We're going to talk Oscars. It was quite a fun night last night in Hollywood. It was. It definitely was.
All right, more on that, some other stories after Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Oscars aired last night. 92 years of Oscars. Parasite became the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. Other winners, of course, Brad Pitt, Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Laura Dern, and I do believe, just as Jeff Howard said, they went. Eminem made a surprise appearance. It was actually kind of cool. He did not sing it 18 years ago. He did it this time. A lot of people asking why. It was right after talking about how music changes movies and how movies change music. And, of course, the song Lose Yourself in the music, in the moment. It was very, very cool, actually. A lot of people saying it was actually the highlight of a big highlight of the Oscars, and he still sounds good. Brad Pitt's Oscar last night, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, of course, his second Oscar. People think this is his first. It's his second, but this is the only one he's received for acting. Won his first 6 years ago, 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture. He was the producer of that movie. Now, he's been nominated three times for movies you remember well. 12 Monkeys, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Moneyball. Never won, so obviously.
The Button movie, I thought, was pretty good.
So good.
It was kind of weird, but it was good
So good. And Moneyball, too.
Yeah.
Man, that was good. Josh Gad, of course, you know him from Frozen. He talked about the fact that in each country there are different versions of their characters played and voiced in the movies. And, well, listen up.
But as a dad to two girls and the voice of the American Olaf, the iconic and brilliant Idina Menzel, pronounced exactly as it is spelled, is our Elsa.
Brian.
A lot of people poked fun at John Travolta last night. Still, like, this is
they
probably
won't let
five
that
or
go,
six years
they?
Down. No, because it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And some sad news out of Hollywood this weekend. Robert Conrad passed away. And, of course, from what was it, Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Knock the battery off my shoulder.
Right.
That whole thing. Baba Black Sheep all of that. He was so good looking when he was younger.
Yeah.
And also, you may remember Orson Bean, comedian, writer, you know, all that good guy. He also did a lot of those game shows back in the day.
And he was on a couple of episodes of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
And I didn't know he was married to the mom on Wonder Years.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. How about that?
Got hit.
Yeah. He got hit by a car. Not only he was hit and knocked down, and then. He was hit by a car.
Two cars.
He couldn't get up. So sad. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, hit by one. He couldn't get up. It's so sad. 91 years old he was. Robert Conrad, 84, heart failure. So natural causes. For now, that is my take.
For you had mentioned the passing of Robert Conrad.
Yeah.
From Wild Wild West.
Oh, God.
And then he had this battery campaign. He did a commercial for a battery. And that I thought that really defined him, how tough of a guy he was. Because I remember...
He was kind of known as a douche, too. People said he
right.
was really kind of a...
No nonsense.
No, uh-uh.
To the extreme.
Yes, exactly.
I think we had him on the show, but it was a long time ago.
Right.
And he just was all matter of fact, and
yeah.
I'm not here to joke around.
Yeah, yes.
I forget what he was pushing or something. But this is the commercial that a lot of us remember
yeah.
from Robert Conrad.
I dare you to knock this off. I dare you to compare anybody's batteries, anybody's, with alkaline power cells. Trying to beat them for long life. You know what? You can't. When you want long-lasting energy... You can't buy a longer-lasting, all-purpose power system than gold, red, and black alkaline power cells from EverReady. Come on. I dare you.
Yeah. I think when we talked to him, we asked him how many takes did he have to do? He said, I did one.
Oh, okay, dude.
You get one take.
Okay, good.
This is it.
Good talking to you, Bob. Great. Thank you. Yeah, he never had a great reputation. I saw an interview with him, I want to say maybe... 10, 12 years ago or so, where he talked about, you know, basically I was a jerk, and, you know.
Right.
And I guess he realized that he was kind of a pompous ass. But, yeah.
As much as he was.
Oh, he was so
good looking.
Sad news.
He was good looking. A lot of the women thought, oh, I'd be in his wild, wild west.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's sad news.
What was that?
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. Wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KLZ.
You know, Carla, you had mentioned the countdown to Valentine's Day is happening.
Yeah.
We were just talking off the air. What are kids doing? Mom and Dad, if you're up this morning listening, what are kids doing, especially in elementary school?
Yeah, what do they do nowadays? You know, you and I have talked about the little, you know, you buy the pack of 25, right. the, you know, paper Valentines. Did they? That was it. And we had a Valentine's party, remember? And you got, like, cupcakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
I remember in grade school, along the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah.
The teacher would put up paper bags.
Uh-huh.
And each student had their name on the paper bag. And then we would just get up, and one by one, we would drop in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our Valentine
right.
to whoever you wanted
we
to.
We weren't as sophisticated. They were on the ground.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
But, you know.
And it wasn't the Valentine that you actually dropped off in the bag that was the big deal. It's what you wrote on it.
Yes, it was what you wrote on
like
it.
Like to other, you know, to some of the people, hey, happy Valentine's Day, blah, blah, blah.
And granted, you were like seven.
Seven or 8 years old.
It was quite poignant at the time.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue, you smell like poo.
Yeah.
If the guy liked you, that's what you got. I mean,
Or I would put to the cutest girl in class.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. And then hope when she was going through them, she'd look at me and
You did, yeah, exactly.
Didn't even know what that meant.
Do you like her? No, she's, ew, girl, ew.
Did you see? She has cooties.
Yes, exactly.
But that's what we did. Now, I know that was a long time ago.
I know, but that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, there's got to be some ritual now in grade school. We're talking elementary school. What do they do if you're a teacher? If you're a student?
Right.
You know, what are you doing this week? Is there the big party on Friday? You know, that you used to have 702-739-9636. What's the big Valentine's to do?
Yeah, text or call. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about Valentine's Day and what you did as a kid or what your kids are doing now. I remember, like I said before, the paperbacks taped along the chalkboard.
Right.
With the names of each of the students in my class on it. And then you just, one by one, we'd go in and plonk, plonk, plonk,
yeah,
plonk, plonk.
Yes, exactly.
And then you'd get your bag and you go, oh, wonder what this, oh, this is from her. Wonder what she said. Open it up. And it, oh, happy Valentine's
Day. Oh, my God,
Louis. Nothing.
Louis gave me a Valentine's. Now, one of our listeners, she said, yes, we still have a party. And we exchanged Valentines. She's a kindergarten teacher, she said. And she said it's all a lot of fun. And we explain that it's a day of love.
Okay.
And this is from Ms. LJ. I love how she signed it. Ms. LJ.
Yeah.
And one of our other listeners, Terry, said my grandson, 8 years old, and they're making crafts. Valentine card boxes. I've seen this too. They make like shoe boxes instead of the bags that we had.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, I was making a card that said, I love you to my first crush back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, you know, who I actually kissed on the playground when I was 8. A little too much information, my friend. That was in 1969. She went on to say, Terry, is there anything else you want to share with us about your dirty dealings on the playground? Jeez.
I'll meet you at the monkey bars.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I that's cool. They do the little boxes now, and it's like a little slit. You put them in there.
Right.
So you don't have to, you can't have somebody staring in there to see how many you got or somebody else
got. As opposed
to
some other kid.
Yes. Now, somebody else said, yes, we have a party, but back when you guys were younger, thank you. This is from Cheryl. I think that it was still okay for moms to bring goodies in, baked goods. Can't do that anymore.
No?
Health department doesn't allow that. No. You can't bring in the baked goods. You got to, they have to be unopened and all that. Morty knows.
Yep.
That's
do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mom can't bring in the pineapple upside down cake anymore. No.
Yeah, but what's better than mom's cooking?
I know.
And baking.
Oh, don't tell me. Ooh, no. Please.
All right.
Mom's wine cake and
just glad
grade.
They're still celebrating. 8 o'clock. You'll have a chance to win $100 and then, of course, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Cool thing about this cash contest, all local winners living here in Vegas. So, again, your next chance, first chance to win, coming up in less than an hour. Details on the Wham in just a couple of minutes. 7:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Friday morning, Carla, looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yes.
John had mentioned last hour, VGK back home at the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, tomorrow.
With a new coach, and I would suspect that based on what we've read on social media, there's going to be anti-DeBoer signs. And a lot of empty seats.
Yeah, okay, sure. We'll see.
Stuff like that.
We'll see. I don't know. That win last night didn't make you happy. Jeez. It's yeah. I don't know.
They're playing better.
But yes, they are. They seem to be.
A lot of people still upset about the firing of Gerard Gallant.
Well,
so.
Either you're right. I mean, either you're going to go to the games or you're not. And if that's what you base it on, then I don't know why you're supporting any other team whose coach
has changed. Just go Knights, go.
Yes.
Sunshine today. Going to be nice today. Tomorrow, maybe a little part of cloudy, windy on Sunday. High day, mid upper 60s. Low 70s tomorrow, and then back to the low 60s on Sunday. Only about 41 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know as you get your Friday off to a start.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, well, a little bit about your butt, okay?
Oh.
Yes.
More on that and some other stories after Heart.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. 40,000 people were asked if their team was in the Super Bowl, would they want to watch from a lower level seat on the 40-yard line or an 85-inch TV, you know, at their own place? And they said they'd rather, most of them said they'd rather watch it at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not surprised.
It's about half, but.
Because you see more.
Right.
You get more of the game, and they basically show you a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't see.
Yes, exactly. Live.
But I don't know if there's anything that beats the atmosphere.
Well, that's just it. I would think if it's your team, you know.
You'd want to be a part of that.
I want to say, yeah, I was there then.
Now,
if you're there and your team loses.
Then it sucks.
That's no fun.
But. I know people that go for the atmosphere.
Uh-huh, right.
They go to the city.
Yeah.
and take in all the stuff.
Yes, exactly.
But then when it comes to the game, they'll go somewhere else and watch it on a big 85-screen TV.
I wouldn't mind being in that city. I don't know if I'd want to go to the game, truly. That wouldn't matter to me. So, yeah.
Okay.
I get it. Based on cybercrime and STD rates, people, listen up. The riskiest states for online dating this year: Alaska, Nevada, and California.
No kidding.
Be careful, kids. Do be careful. Ooh. Now, if you want to play it a little safer, that would be Maine, West Virginia, and Vermont. That's where you need to go if you want to be safer, okay?
It doesn't matter where you're going to do it. Just remember.
No.
You got to fight for your right.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And according to a physics professor, listen to this. The average person probably already has a butt. Yes, I said butt. That you can bounce a quarter off of.
Really?
It's all based on, it's called the coefficient of restitution, Mike, or core. And that measures how well an object bounces off of a surface. And it's measured on a scale of 0 to 1. So if something gets a 1, it means it'll bounce off perfectly, you know. Now, the average butt has a core of 0.82. Not quite a 1. So not as bouncy as like a ping pong ball, but bouncier than a basketball.
So when they say bounce a quarter off a butt.
Yeah, you can pretty much do that off everybody. It doesn't bounce. It just, and you drop it. And if it pops.
Oh, you just drop it.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it up. You can just drop it from a, you know, a little thing. And it bounces. Now, it's not going to keep bouncing. That's not the point. But if it just pops back up, then there you go. But they say pretty much every butt will do that.
All right. So here's the challenge for next week.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Carl, Morty, bring a quarter.
And a towel. to cover up their heads.
Yes, there you go.
So nobody knows who we are.
Nobody knows who we are. And we'll bounce quarters off butts throughout the building. It's going to line them up. Man, like they did with the Riviera, the old girls in the front.
Nothing
there, old thing of the yes, that's right. There you go. It is Friday, baby. A few things you should know.
I want to play this 911 call. These are a couple of neighbors in Oklahoma got into a fight earlier in the week. One tried to smash their shared fence with a Roomba. I don't know how much damage a Roomba can do to a fence.
Read on.
Then he threw his own feces into his neighbor's yard and barricaded himself in his house. Well, it took the cops 12 hours to get him out. And this guy also called 911 several times to report somebody for being a D-bag. Now listen to this guy.
I'd like to report a D-bag.
Sir, you'd like to report a what?
A D-bag.
Can you speak like an adult, please, and tell me what situation you're having?
B-O-U.
Again, I'm going to ask you to tell me the problem that you're having.
B-A-G.
D-bag.
Did you hear that?
You call 911. What's the location of your emergency?
So he kept calling. And he tries to explain the situation again.
D-bag.
Okay, I'm getting you back over to Oklahoma City.
I'm going to run you guys into the ground.
Okay, have a nice night.
Thanks.
I told him if you break through the fence, I'm going to shoot you. I was scared for my family.
Okay. He's scared for his family because the fence got attacked by a Roomba. Now, you think, because we played this off the air to each other, you think that if he would have been at least civil, he probably could have got some action.
Yes, but doing it that way, dude,
yeah, when you start out.
I'd like to report a
bag. Okay, sure, that ought to help, yeah. Because 911 operator just went, okay, shut off. I don't even hear you anymore. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I don't know how it ended up, but I hope everybody's okay.
So
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about movies coming up.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. A couple of things going on. First of all, let's talk about the movie coming out this weekend.
Yes, big movie, Birds of Prey. Listen to this title, Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
So, Birds of Prey.
Now, I know Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is next week. And, Mike, I know you're going to be disappointed, but Harley Quinn and the Joker have broken up.
Oh, I mean, I think that was inevitable.
Yes.
We all saw that coming.
We did. Just, you know, vinegar and water. So now all of Gotham knows. And of course, without the protection of the Joker, every gangster and everyone has revenge against Harley Quinn of what she did. They're right. After her. So the entire movie, she's on the run inside of Gotham City, specifically from Ewan McGregor, who plays this gangster called the Black Mask. And he's just, everybody wants a piece of Harley Quinn, you know? Yeah. But also, there's a diamond that's out there that's going to change the life of the Black Mask and have him rule Gotham with an iron fist. And of course, Harley Quinn knows where the diamond is. So she's trying to exchange her life for this diamond. The movie is 2 hours long. It's told in flashback. And her voice gets really annoying after about an hour. I don't think her character works without the Joker. I don't think she can pull the whole movie. It isn't inspiring. It doesn't feel original. I didn't hate the film, but I just kind of walked away going, meh.
Let's talk Academy Awards.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Oscar!
Is this who you think?
Yes, this is who I think is going to win. Actress in a supporting role, Laura Dern from Marriage Story. She's swept every award you can think
of. Such a great movie, man.
Also, actor in supporting role, I'm going to go with Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And actress in leading role, I'm going to go with Renee Zellweger for Judy. She has won.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
It could be an upset with Scarlett Johansson, but I don't think so. Actor in a leading role, I'm going to go with the Joker.
Me too.
Director and picture always go hand in hand. This is a tough one because it could be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Tarantino, and it could be Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. The big upset.
Yeah.
I'm going with 1917. So I'm going with Sam Mendes.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
And it could be Bong Joon-ho for director and 1917 winning Best Picture. And it's happened before, but rarely in Oscar history.
See, I think this year it is going to be two different ones. So, I think it's going to be two different movies this year. But
so I could be wrong on director, but I'll be there tweeting live during the Oscars on my Twitter account.
I love following you on Oscar night.
Facebook,
really
YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have an Academy Award winning weekend.
Some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. Your first chance to put $100 in your pocket. This hour's code word, brisk.
Brisk. B-R-I-S-K, brisk.
That's the wham code word you need to text to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, the word brisk. Make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to win that $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. One more time, the word brisk. Text it 59457. Good luck.
If you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, the word is brisk. Brisk, B-R-I-S-K. That is the word, the code word. Enter that to the number 59457 or through our website. Got until 8:15 to do that. Put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Wham is back. Everybody could use a little walking around money.
Absolutely. Especially this week. That's for sure.
Valentine's Day.
I know, Mike. I know.
Coming up.
Yeah, it is. About a minute away. Jeez. Aw. Set adrift on memory bliss.
Yeah. Sunshine breezy today. Should be nice tomorrow. High in the low to mid 60s. 50 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Aerosmith might finally get their original drummer back.
Really?
Yes, I'll tell you the details.
All right, got that, plus some other entertainment stories after Earth, Wind, and Fire. September.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Of course, the Oscars were on last night. Now, they didn't have a host, but Steve Martin and Chris Rock, they opened the Oscars with a little humor.
Jeff Bezos is so rich, he got divorced, and he's still the richest man in the world. He saw Marriage Story and thought it was a comedy. Steve, do you have anything you want to add about Mr. Bezos?
No, I like getting my packages on time.
Exactly.
I thought they were pretty funny.
They were very, very funny. So Diane Warren was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song. She has been nominated 11 times, and she has not won. I didn't know that. She has not won. She lost again last night to Elton John and Bernie Taupin, who won for I'm Gonna Love Me Again, of course, from Rocket Man. That was a big win, boy. That was a big win. But yeah, I thought she had won.
She's kind of like the Susan Lucci of Emmy.
Yes.
You owe me a Coke.
Yes, exactly. I know. I don't know why I thought, because, I mean, she's been doing movie songs forever.
Ever.
Yeah. Now, the worst picture nominees for this year were announced, Mike. The Razzies. They are Cats. The Fanatic. I think you saw that
one. Saw that one.
Yeah. The Haunting of Sharon Tate. A Madea Family Funeral. I can't believe you saw two of the worst movies, Mike. And Rambo, Last Blood.
Yes!
That's great. None of the Academy Award nominees. But, yeah, for the first time this year, it will be televised. It's going to be on, it's called Comedy Dynamics Channel. It's a video on demand service, so they will air. Now, Rambo, Last Blood got 8 nominations for a Razzie.
It's that bad.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone is up for Worst Actor. And we're screen combo, so...
It's Taken.
Wow.
It's Taken, but it takes place in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, basically. There you go.
Here's the one thing, and no spoiler. I mean, I'm really not going to spoil it.
No one's going to see it.
He rides off into the sunset on a horse.
Aww.
Because evidently he has this big ranch now.
Yeah.
And he's training horses.
Okay.
But he rides off in the sunset, but with nothing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. When he goes into the mountains, he might think... Wow, I didn't even pack any food.
Yeah, or maybe, you know what? Maybe I don't need anything. I'm going to start completely fresh. I'll be fine.
By the way, on the flip side, I did see Two Popes.
Oh, okay.
I watched that,
good,
and it was very good.
Okay, all right.
So, thumbs up.
Oh, my gosh. Taylor Swift spared from recognition at the Razzies. So, apparently they know that she'd write a nasty song about him if she was in there. So, yeah, that is my take for now.
Carla, explain this to everybody. This is from a show down in Chile.
Yeah, it's like... I'm having something is going on with my computer. I swear to God, I'm hitting... The same song keeps playing, so maybe Cupid's doing something. Jeez.
Deja vu all over again.
I'll just let it play.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like American Idol, but it's in Chile.
Uh-huh.
And this guy... And you're all going to laugh and say, oh, well, whatever. It's not that hard to sound like him. This guy sounds like Eddie Vedder. And I mean, sounds exactly like Eddie Vedder. He walked out and the people are kind of like, whatever. He starts singing Pearl Jam's song, Yellow Ledbetter. Listen to this.
On the ceiling, on a person that I said, let me see, I want to leave it.
Down in Chile.
This is in Chile. Yeah. Yeah, they have American Idol like everywhere.
Well, clearly they have different versions of the shows we have here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In all countries.
Yes, but yeah, he sounded just like Eddie Vedder. They were blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, if Eddie ever has to leave his own band, nab this guy. Just like they did, you know, with Journey. They found the right person for Journey,
right.
You know. Who else? I'm trying to think of other bands that,
the guy from Foreigner.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But it's the movie, you know, the movie rock star. We always talk about that. That's exactly what Journey was. But this guy.
Say, I wanna leave it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know when we always mess around with rock songs? I've done that and used to do it with the Wedge Brothers.
Yeah.
Just not even sing anything. No words.
Yes.
And everybody's going, God, he's so good.
He sounds like Eddie Vedder.
That's when you're singing from your heart.
Yes. Exactly. Well, from somewhere way down there. Yes.
That is amazing. But
I
guess.
It really is.
You know what? If you look hard enough, there's somebody to replace everybody.
Yeah, I suppose there
is. When it comes to music.
Amazing.
All right. Tickets for Chicago.
Okay.
Plus gift cards to Living Spaces, and we'll qualify you for that couple's massage over at the spa at Lakeside 2.0. Carla, we congratulate Dion Vinicent, listening to KKLZ in Henderson. Got through, grabbed some wham, put $100 in his pocket. Now he's qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win... In less than 25 minutes from now. Good luck.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, it's Valentine's. Countdown to Valentine's Day. So, Carla, people have a chance to win tickets to go see Chicago over at the Venetian Theater. Plus, you can go shopping over at Living Spaces with a $200 gift card from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Okay.
Everybody who wins actually qualifies for the $500 gift card to Living Spaces and a couples celebration package at the spa at Lakeside 2.0.
There we go.
That's I was out at Lake Las Vegas, so I got them confused.
Yes.
At the spa side. At Lakeside 2.0. So you got all that as a grand prize.
Nice.
Beautiful.
It's the love quiz.
Yeah, I got a love quiz for you. 5 out of 5. That's what you have to get.
The answer is always love?
Yeah. Shh.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Crap.
Well, great.
We're going to get through news and weather. Then we'll start looking for caller number 9. Phone line's on hold right now. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Follow, we have Gary on the phone. He's ready to take the love quiz to win these tickets for Chicago and qualify for the grand prize package. Gary, 5 out of 5, and you're a winner. Here we go.
Gary, the answer's always love, okay? Keep that in mind as you answer these 5 questions.
Number 1.
All's fair in blank and war.
Love.
Number 2.
Labor of?
Love.
Number 3.
Blank the one you're with.
Love.
Number 4.
Head over heels in?
Love.
And number 5.
Blank them and leave them.
Going on a limb. Love.
Yes. Now, we could have gone a couple ways with that last one, sure. But, blank the one you're with.
You got the tickets, my man. You're going to see Chicago at the Venetian, courtesy of the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Right now, you have a $200 gift card. You do some shopping over at Living Spaces. If you win the grand prize, we give you a gift card for $500. And that couple celebration package at the spa at Lakeside 2.0.
Sweet.
By the way, for everybody else that couldn't get through, you can go online right now and register to win that grand prize.
Yes.
So do that at 96.3kklz.com. Gary, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. You want another shot at winning $100? Here it is. Your Wham code word, Tropicana.
Tropicana. T-R-O-P-I-C-A-N-A, Tropicana.
That's the word right there. Text Tropicana to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, Tropicana. You have 15 minutes till 9:15 to get it out there. Do it for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. You can do that at 96.3kklz.com. It's all that simple. Again, the word Tropicana. Text it to 59457. 15 minutes. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus. Carla, this story is out of Arizona. Drunk guy in Arizona saw a cop car parked in the road with its lights on and everything else, but nobody inside. So he hopped in the driver's seat and parked it for him. But turned out that, he was drunk.
Oh, come on.
He was drunk.
Come on.
I mean, he moved it to a nearby lot, got out, started walking away, but the cops saw him do it, caught up with him. Turned out they were responding to a call at a nearby business.
Okay.
And when he said, hey, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
Since it was blocking traffic.
Right.
You're not supposed to do that, I guess.
Okay.
He had twice the blood alcohol level of the legal limit. Could they not have given him a ride home and said, here?
Yeah, and just said, dude, don't, you know.
Sleep it off.
Yeah.
Guy named Mickey Steins is the sheriff of Lecter County, Kentucky.
Damn right he is.
They had a big archery tournament down there, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to go get some pizza for the guys. Walks into the place, notices another guy that's a wanted fugitive.
Okay.
Well, Mickey gets on the cell phone real quietly, says, hey, call some other cops.
Uh-huh.
Met the pizza place. Come on down, help me. Had 2 outstanding warrants.
Okay.
And they put him in cuffs. They also found two guns, ammo, bolt cutters, drugs in the guy's trunk of his car. So
he didn't get a pizza then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Guys at the archery tournament waiting. What happened to our pie?
Where's Stein? Gee.
Stein, he always goes to get something and then we never see him.
You know how exhausting it is shooting these arrows? Man. Well, this is all out of Ohio today. Ohio police stopped a man. He was weaving. 41-year-old guy told the cops, I was driving poorly because I was eating pancakes. Officer smelled some marijuana, searched his car. There was marijuana in there, but he was indeed just eating some pancakes. I mean, eating pancakes with a fork and the whole bit.
Yeah, on his lap.
Uh-huh, pretty much. And in Sandusky, Ohio, home of Cedar Point, man is temporarily banned from a local library. Now, I didn't think this was totally illegal. He was in the library watching porn on a public computer, and he was drinking beer as well. Now, somebody else at the library reported him. I'm sure they stood over his shoulder and said, is that him?
That is.
He's watching porn. Well, let me look at that again. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
porn. He wasn't doing anything else, was he?
No, no. He was just watching porn. He was drinking beer. As a matter of fact, there were a bunch of empty beer cans in his backpack underneath. Yeah, but they arrested him. And
That's
too bad. I don't know how long or if he'll spend any time in jail. But is that, you're not supposed to? Don't allow it. Don't allow it to come through then at the library if you're not supposed to watch it. Because, I mean, I thought, when I was there, I didn't.
Anything goes.
Exactly. It's a library, right? Freedom of expression and information, right? All right, I'll shut up now.
Congratulations, Kelly Jr. Out in North Las Vegas, she grabbed some wham, put $100 in her pocket. She's qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win, less than 30 minutes from now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little good news to, maybe start your day with. Here's an easy way. So you want a random act of kindness. It takes about 2 minutes. There's a nonprofit called Mental Health America. Been around for over 100 years. They recently launched a program that lets you send inspirational text messages to total strangers. It's called Text for Humanity. What you do is you join it. You text your first name, the country you're from, and a short, just uplifting message that's no more than 160 characters. A random person somewhere in the world will get it. Then you'll get a positive message from someone else a few minutes later.
Huh.
So you sign up to get the text. The number is 37352. 37352. You just type in join. They'll get you through the rest. So if you're feeling down, you think there are people out there feeling down, you can send a message, and in turn, you will also get one. So
nice.
That's it. That's it. It's that simple. Maybe, I don't know, make you feel good that one day or that moment, whatever. Yes, Text for Humanity. You can hit join. Type it at 37352. That is the text number. So there you go. That's
you know, simple. Maybe we should start that.
A random, you know what? I would love to do something like that, actually.
If you're feeling down, just send us your number and we'll text you.
We'll text you something back. I don't know if it'll be uplifting in the same way, but...
Might not last as long.
Maybe not.
All right. Well, I thought.
Hold on. I'll get back to you in a minute. Hang on.
Really? This is my uplifting message?
Oh, crap. Their do not disturb is on.
No, that's a very good idea.
It's cool. It is a good idea.
All right. 9:39, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, well, today's kids celebrating Valentine's Day may be a little different than we did.
Yeah.
I know for sure me.
Well, yeah.
Tape the bags up along the chalkboard.
Well, no, they have a box now. They decorate themselves the whole bit.
Strangest places to get married. I think out of all the calls and texts we got, I think the automotive store.
Yes.
Was the best one.
Where'd you get married?
Because the guy knew the manager.
Where do we got married? O'Reilly's. We're getting married over there.
And the funniest part about that story was just needed a spark plug, so she was there anyways.
What are you guys doing?
So she was the witness. So,
Well,
the countdown to Valentine's Day is is on. And, boy, that kid from Chile who sounded like Eddie Vedder.
Oh, my gosh. He's amazing.
If you missed it, check out the Mike and Carla podcast.
Yes.
Of the show that we will post here in just a little bit. But that about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have a new code word for you. Help you stuff some money in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. In about 20 minutes from now. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.